the sound of downtown Phoenix last night as baseball fans celebrated the World Series title. The hometown Arizona Diamondbacks stunned the three-time defending champion New York Yankees, winning Game 7 by a score of 3-2. The Diamondbacks won the way the Yankees have so many times, coming from behind at the very end of the game. From Phoenix, NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
As a reporter covering the last game of the World Series, you have to make a decision before the final out, where to go to interview players. Normally, most line up outside the winning locker room, so when Alfonso Soriano hit his eighth inning home run to give the Yankees a 2-1 lead, the line started growing outside the New York clubhouse. Cameramen taped plastic over their equipment to protect it from champagne. Officials involved with the trophy presentation stood near the locker room door, everyone fully confident the Yankees yet again would close this one out and win their fourth straight World Series title.
Oh my God.
This is the sound of people realizing they're in the wrong line. Stunningly, in the bottom of the ninth inning, the Diamondbacks got three hits, the last one a single by Luis Gonzalez that scored the winning run off the Yankees' previously invincible relief pitcher, Mariano Rivera. Arizona was the sudden World Series champion, which caused a great deal of chaos outside the Yankees' locker room. Tables and risers set up for the celebration were literally thrown out into the hallway. Reporters sprinted away toward the Bank One ballpark field, where the celebration already was going on. It was an amazing scene as 50,000 fans stood and waved white pom-poms while Diamondbacks players roamed the field looking for others to hug. All of this in a downpour. Hard rain in Phoenix is as rare as Mariano Rivera losing a ninth inning lead, but both happened last night. In a delirious, champagne-soaked Arizona locker room, veteran first baseman Mark Grace talked about his ninth inning single off Rivera, which started the rally.
What was I thinking when I was facing Mariano Rivera? Ah! That's what I was thinking. Ah, this guy's tough. But I've been around a while, and I've gotten a lot of hits, and I guess that's probably the biggest one I've ever gotten.
Amazing ninth-inning turnarounds are something the Yankees have perfected. In this series alone, New York pulled off miracle last-minute comebacks in games 4 and 5. But last night, it was Arizona playing Yankee-style baseball, slapping out hits, taking advantage of opponents' miscues. Indeed, a thrilling finish to what's being called one of the greatest World Series in history. It was Yankee right fielder Paul O'Neill's final game, but even after the searing defeat, he knew how special it had been.
I said so many prayers today just to relax and play the game that, games like this, you don't get an opportunity to play games like this very often, and it's amazing.
Arizona pitchers Curt Schilling and Randy Johnson shared the series' most valuable player award, fitting since they were the starting pitchers in Arizona's four victories. The Yankees simply couldn't break through against the two power pitchers who've been called one of the greatest tandems in history. Although they fell short of a fourth straight title, these Yankees still are one of the best teams. This postseason alone has been memorable, not just because of New York's dramatic playoff victories, but also the role the Yankees have played since the September 11th terrorist attacks. New York Mayor Rudolph Giuliani was in the Yankees' locker room last night.
The last 3 weeks were absolutely great for the city of New York. It lifted our spirits, it meant a lot for our economy. So the players have accomplished a tremendous amount, they've accomplished a great deal, and they've brought us so much that they should all feel that they've really done the job for New York City.
But it will be Phoenix celebrating a championship. The 4-year-old Diamondbacks have reached the pinnacle of Major League Baseball faster than any team in history. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Phoenix.